Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mind Aware, 642.
I'm excited!
I mean, like, every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
It's like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best. So make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here, and I so appreciate the good reviews that are coming in. You are the best. Thank you so much for taking a minute. Even when you just click that 5 stars on iTunes, that makes such a difference, and I really appreciate it. So, interesting question came in from a listener. It's somebody who's got a small idea and she doesn't really think she can make a lot of money from it. And I know many of us, you know, we're entrepreneurs, so we might get these little ideas and we don't chase them because we think, oh, I don't know if this is even profitable or not. So let's talk about it a little bit. Let me tell you what she wrote. She wrote that she feels like her business idea is too small to really give any information away for free, like to be able to use content marketing, share some free content, get it. She doesn't know how to monetize this small idea. She's done a lot of business research, reading, listening to podcasts. She's worked with a coach. She feels that her business idea is very needed in her industry, which is the music industry, but she can't seem to figure out how to make it big enough to be sustainable. So let's talk about this because I don't know, if you're like me, I get a lot of ideas too. And you think like, oh, I can see this is a hole in the market. Somebody should really do that. And you see all of these different ways that you could be solving a problem for somebody. So it sounds to me like you're doing your due diligence and you have an idea that would solve a problem. So the question to ask yourself is it a small idea or does it only cater to a small crowd? Let's say you have something that's only going to be useful to vegan nuns. You're dealing with a much smaller piece of the market. And that's realistic to say, well, okay, this is the only percentage of population that are going to be vegan nuns. I don't know why I said vegan nuns, but that's what we're going to work with. Vegan nuns. If that's the case, then how can I make this profitable? So when it comes to pricing and when it comes to ideas, if you are serving a population and you're the only one serving the population with a special idea, you can name your price. If you are offering a specialty service and you're doing it better than anybody else, it may only cater to a small population, but if that population wants what you have enough, they are going to pay whatever your specialty service price is. You just have to be the best. And being in the music industry, you've probably seen this in the music industry. Somebody who repairs guitars better than anybody, or violin restoration better than anybody, and they're the ones who do it, and they only cater to a group of people who want their Stradivarius repaired in a very specific way to create a specific sound, and they can pretty much name their price. So you weren't very specific on what you meant by small idea, but if you were talking about small crowd, don't rule yourself out that you could still make money on that idea if you are the only one who has that market, if you captured that market. And so that's point number one, is if you're talking small crowd, don't rule yourself out. Point number two, one of the things you mentioned is that everybody needs it, or you use some kind of verbiage like that. This is an idea that is very needed in my industry. So if it's something that's very needed in your industry, is it something that they don't know they need? Like, do you have to do the education up front to help them realize how much they need it? And I'll give you an example of this. I actually worked for Creative Memories when it was a brand new company bringing scrapbooking and scrapbooking supplies to the world. There were only six consultants nationwide. There was only one other employee in the entire company, my boss, and I was the first hire. And at that time, scrapbooking was a very small industry. Nobody was really scrapbooking except for a very few fanatics were scrapbooking, but that was it. But because of Creative Memories, scrapbooking became mainstream. And more people caught on, and more people realized, I have to have this. So if that's the case, if this is something that everybody in your industry could use, but they don't know it, then more than ever, you need to consider doing free content marketing. You need to educate people as to why they need this. Reference point one, you need to go back and become the best at it. You need to be the most knowledgeable, the best at it, and own the market, own the industry. So if it's something that's very needed in your industry, but people don't know it, you have to educate them. That's the short version of that. Now, finally, one of the reasons why, the third point I really want to make, which shouldn't surprise you, is one of the reasons why we talk about the problem is never the problem. The problem is that I keep thinking and talking about the problem, is that I can sit here and give you this kind of ordinary, normal advice that has to do with market and is it viable and have you researched it and are there other people doing it and all of this stuff. This is what anybody in business would say. They would come up and they would say, like, you should see if other people are doing it, because if other people are doing it, then there's a market. Or here's a good one. You should check and see if there's a quote unquote Four Dummies book on it, because if there's a Four Dummies book on it, then everybody's going to buy it because they do the research. So this is kind of very ordinary, normal, average business advice. And I wanted to definitely touch on that as we did in points one and two. But the most important thing I want to tell you is that if you really want this idea to blow up, if you really want this idea to be big, then you must train your brain. You must think differently about it. Right now, you've got a story going on that sounds like, I've got an idea, it's a good idea and it's needed, but I don't know what to do. But I don't know how to make money with it. But it's something I can't figure it out. And so your brain is only focused on the I can't figure it out part, which is, of course, constricting the creative pathways in your brain. It's the reticular activating system is blocking out any opportunities or ideas that come to you. So if you really want to make this idea big, if you really want this idea to blow up, or if you really just want to be creative about how to have this blow up in the market or how to bring it to market, then you must start thinking about it now as though it's already happened. You must start thinking about it now as though you already have clarity. You know, if we have a reticular activating system part of our brain that is doing the matching of anything we think about and talk about, then we have to be diligent about what we think and talk about. So the piece here that's missing in this conversation up until now is you must start telling yourself, I'm figuring it out. I'm getting clarity. I've got this really good idea and my brain is on board and I'm starting to see all sorts of signs and ideas about how to bring this to market. I love that my brain is working for me. I love that I've got this good idea and I'm getting more and more clarity all the time. I'm feeling more and more clear about how to bring this idea to market. I love that I'm thinking about this and I'm getting so many ideas on how to make money from it. I love that my awesome brain thought of this idea and my awesome brain is already giving me clarity about what to do with it. I love that I'm getting all sorts of ideas and I'm meeting all sorts of people that are just the right people. I seem to be in the right place at the right time to bring this idea to a bigger audience. You might find that when you are thinking things like that, stuff is going to pop on your radar that you wouldn't have even thought of. You know, maybe some big music company will want to license your idea and you'll get a royalty on the license forever. Or who knows? Like, this is just what I can think of in 2 seconds, just saying that rant and saying that mantra just for a few seconds. So this is the work. This is the play. This is the way to find the best method for bringing your idea to a bigger market. You must start thinking about it as though it's already happened. And that's also the fun part, right? Don't we love thinking the big thoughts? And isn't it awesome to know that your brain thought of this idea? And since your brain thought of this idea, that certainly your brain can also find the solution for you. So just lubricate it a little bit with those good positive thoughts, get that moving, and you are on your way. And I totally know that you've got this. One thing I want to tell you all, next time coming up on the show, we are going to talk about money. We're going to talk about a woman. She's got a block about money. The block is that she's afraid if she'd have a lot of money, she'd want to give it away to people who need it. And she's afraid that this block is stopping her from having more money. Oh, man, I can't wait to address that on the next show. If you want a head start, you can go to danawild.com/toolkit, danawild.com/toolkit, and you can get the Discover and Shift Your Limiting Money Beliefs Toolkit, and that will give you a head start on next show, but we'll definitely talk about that. And in the meantime, whether you've got a brilliant idea that you're ready to bring to market or whether you are just training your brain around clarity, do keep those mantras flowing, right? Keep those thoughts going. I'm getting good at this. I'm thinking good thoughts. I'm finding my solutions. My brain is working on my behalf. I love, love being a brain trainer.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house, you know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, 1 foot in front of the other.
Holy free holies, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back, that crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?